Chapter 4. The prince went back in the evening when the old woman wasn't there. "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair," said the prince. Rapunzel's long golden hair came out of the window and fell at the prince's feet. The prince wasn't fat. He was light, and he climbed easily up Rapunzel's hair to meet her. Rapunzel was very surprised when the prince came through the little window. She couldn't speak. Her mouth was open. "Hello," said the prince. Rapunzel couldn't say a word. She only knew Dame Gothel, an old woman. She had no friends. She didn't know any young people, and she didn't know any men. But now a young man was here. "Who was he?" "I am a prince," the prince said slowly. "Who are you?" "I am Rapunzel," she said. "Rapunzel, like the beautiful flower?" said the prince. "Yes," said Rapunzel. "Why are you here?" asked the prince. "Who is the old lady?" Rapunzel wanted to answer his questions, but she didn't understand her own story. She told the prince about Dame Gothel and the house with the beautiful garden. "Dame Gothel sent me to this tower," she said. "She is kind. She gives me food and drink." But Rapunzel didn't understand Dame Gothel. "Why must you stay in this tower?" asked the prince. "I don't know," said Rapunzel sadly. The prince listened to Rapunzel's story. "I want to help you," he said. "You need friends. You need a family. You need love." "What is that?" asked Rapunzel. "Wait," said the prince. "I'll come again tomorrow." It was dark when he climbed out of the window and down Rapunzel's hair to his horse. He rode home in the moonlight. Every evening for a week, the prince visited Rapunzel in the tower. She let down her hair, and he climbed up. It was easy for him because he was young and light. They talked and talked, and Rapunzel understood his words. Friends, family, love. Then Rapunzel had an idea. "Can you get rope? Can you climb up to the window with a short piece of rope?" "Yes," said the prince. "Why?" "I can make a long rope from the short pieces. Then I can climb down and we can be together." "I'll do it," said the prince. "I'll start tomorrow." "Oh, Rapunzel, I know you are beautiful. And now I see that you are clever too." The prince came back every evening, and Dame Gothel came in the afternoon. The prince carried rope, food, and drink, and Rapunzel was happy with him. She made the rope longer. They talked all night, so Rapunzel was tired. One afternoon, when Dame Gothel came with food, Rapunzel was tired and she forgot. "Dame Gothel, why are you so heavy?" she asked. "The prince is light when he climbs my hair." "What?" said Dame Gothel. "The prince? What prince?" Rapunzel didn't say a word. She looked at the floor. "Did "A prince, come here," asked Dame Gothel. "You bad girl, I gave you a house and a garden. I bring you food and drink. You never say thank you." "I'm sorry," said Rapunzel. "You bad, bad girl," said Dame Gothel. "You'll never see the prince again." She took a knife and cut off Rapunzel's beautiful long golden hair. Then she sent Rapunzel far, far away.